Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. That is right. Yes, it's Monday at 10 o'clock here in Wisconsin. In the middle of nowhere, just in here by myself, I promise. And we're going to have a good show tonight. We're going to be talking some news and you know, some stuff we're going to talk about. Don't worry about it. I have everything planned out. Everything planned out here on the Fernando Poniani Show. If you would like to call in, 347-884-8125. And we are going to have a special guest tonight. I told you, I promise, I'll have a special guest. And that would be Lady Alicia. I think, you know, she's one of my friends on Facebook. And I'm also a member of her Ning website. You can go to LadyAliciaInspireMe.Ning.com. Yeah, don't forget the WW in there. You can also find her on Facebook. Just type in, you know, Lady Alicia. That's L-A-I-C-I-A, Alicia, Lady Alicia. And you're going to be able to find her. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about the job market. They said it could lag behind 4 years. That's what the study of forecasts is saying. Oof. Not a good day, not a good day to know that, especially those people that are already struggling out there. But we're going to be talking about that, and maybe, you know, maybe you have your opinion, and later on, we can, you know, you can have at it. All right. Again, the number 347-884-8125. You can join me in the chat room, which I have not opened yet. You can open. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and / the Fernando Poniente Show. If you don't know how to spell my last name, how dare you don't know how to spell my last name? It's P-O-N-I-E-N-T-E. That's the last name. Sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on outside and outside my window. I hear a little kid screaming out there, but anyway. Let's get my co-host back in here. 3797, you're on the air.
Hello.
How it's going?
Going good.
Going good. That's good to hear. What is new? What's up?
Well, our house is still for sale. 889 three-bedroom house in Adele. Get an extra lot on the side for $33,000 additional. Pretty good deal, you know.
So you're selling your house. What's the, is that a, how many bedrooms?
Three bedrooms and a partial.
Three bedrooms. And what city again in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
The capital, the water capital of the world.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, in the Dells, a tourist place, that's a really good deal, you know. For
right.
That size, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Plus has huge yard. So,
oh,
so yeah, that's
that is good. Yeah.
Just like trying to save money by purchasing, you know, stuff from ourselves. ShoppingSuperHighway.com. I had to get crayons off the, you know.
Crayons?
They drew on the back of, you know, by their seat and stuff. And they got
mm-hmm.
some chocolate ice cream back there and started
right.
selling that overnight, you
right.
know. So
mm-hmm.
I just used some Snap all-purpose cleaner, Snap heavy-duty
okay.
concentrate. Got it clean.
All right.
You know. Buy from yourself, you know. Why give Walmart all your business, you know?
Sam Walton his money? I hear your kids getting hurt in the background there. Is it okay?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes
yeah, okay. Let's get another caller on the other from the other line, the other side of the nation from Mississippi. Here's Winston Fit.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just
How's the pipelines over there in Mississippi?
Oh, they're doing better.
You know, I'm going to be asking you that every time, yeah. It's doing good.
They're doing better. Yeah, I mean, I do believe that they got that under control now. But I don't know.
So what's new with Winston's World?
Well, I just bought a software for the internet radio station. Listen to this. You know how much it costs, too?
$1,000.
To me, it was, but
I don't know.
Yeah, it was about
it was about
$200 software, and it's a professional radio animation software. You know what I'm talking about? These radio station pieces. And it,
right.
Like, it has everything. Anything you think about, you need like your input levels, your mixers, like a mixer board, and it's really tight. And if you really did want to start a radio station, I think this would be the best way to go because, I mean, it's worth the money. I tell you that much. It is worth the money. Mom said it ain't ain't worth it because she don't get nothing with it.
Okay, so Winston, and you want to hang on real quick? We're gonna have Lady Alicia is gonna be coming in here in a minute. Actually, I think she's on the other line now. Yes, she is actually, and we're gonna be interviewing her. You know, if you have any questions for her, so actually we can find her. Well, you can ask her, but if you want, you can join her Ning website. It's one of the social networking site. You can go to LadyAliciaInspiredMe.Ning.com. It's on my webpage here, so look it up. Hell, hang on a second. I'll get you. Lady Alicia, are you on the air?
Fernando, I am here.
Yeah, is this Lady Alicia?
This is Lady Alicia. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I don't know. How are you doing tonight? Where are you from? You're not too far away from me. You're from Chicago, right? I'm sorry. You want to turn down your speaker because that's it's kicking back. Sorry. All right.
How is that?
It's doing good. It's doing good. So we're gonna be talking about you. So I know that we met on Facebook, I believe, and exchanging comments and stuff like that, and I went to your Lady Alicia Inspires Me .Ning and I visit every time there. But can you tell me more about you, and can you tell the listeners what is this website about, and what about you?
Okay, well, again, like you said, my name is Lady Alicia, and I am a Chicago native, not too far from you, Wisconsin, so we're in the Midwest.
Cool.
I'm not a victim of the best part of Chicago, and I believe that I have a very colorful personality, and I'm very diverse in music and artistry, so I'm politically mad about the community.
Okay. Can you hold on just a second? I don't know if it's just me or can you hear Lady Alicia Winston?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Now wait, is that her?
Yeah, because it's kicking back. It's like it sounds like you're going fading in and out, and I want to make sure this is being clear. It's getting podcast.
Yeah, so they can hear it.
Then why don't we do this, Fernando? I'm going to hang up because maybe it's something wrong with my connection. You go ahead and talk to your caller, and I'm going to call you back from a different line.
Okay, would you do that?
Yeah.
All right.
And that too.
Yeah, it's there's got to be like. Maybe she's on a computer. Sometimes he does that like in a computer. He does that like that feed, the background, and it's just, it's just he doesn't really record, and it's kind of, I don't want her wasting her time, what do you call that? So anyway, if you go to my webpage right now, you should be able to see the link that I posted in there for her website. And hold on just a second here. I have, all right, I'm getting a call from 773. Is you Lady Alicia?
This is Lady Alicia. Can you hear me
better? Oh, my goodness,
it's
so clear. Whew.
No,
there you go. mine. So, yeah, you're like, you know, you sound like you're in the room with me here. Now, you know, let's step back a little bit and let's start when I ask you.
Yeah,
before,
we'll just
and then
rewind the whole thing.
We'll rewind. There you go. So, tell me about yourself first, and what inspired you to make this? You make the website or the Ning website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, again, I am Lady Alicia, and I'm a Chicago native, not too far from you over in Wisconsin, so Midwest represent. What? Say it again.
That Midwest.
I carry the diverse spirit of Chicago, and I believe that both a personality, and I just love to listen to diverse music and motivate people to just exercise their entrepreneurship spirit or different talents that they possess to bring them out, and that's what gave me the brilliance to come up with and inspire me, the Ning site.
The Ning, right.
Yes, I basically have a background in producing. I produce for some Chicago radio stations on AM and FM, as well as some television broadcasting back in the day. And I've been from Detroit to Gary to here in Chicago, and it's basically been behind the scene. Well, now I'm before the scene. I produced, I was a radio personality for Inspire Me Radio, which is on another web station we won't mention.
Wow.
You are a busy, busy lady there. For the listeners out there, you know, I know that some people out there listening asking about you. Can you tell me more about your, you know, I want to get a little personal. Are you married?
Why do you want to get personal, Fernando? We're talking about
it's not me, okay. I promise, not me. You don't have to answer that. I can just slap them in the face. Those people asking me about that. No, you don't have to answer that.
Slap them in the face. Let's just blush and say, "Hey, that's nice. Thank you."
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Let's start with Dawn. I know that she has a couple of questions. Go ahead, Dawn. What's your question to Lady Alicia?
So, have you heard of Jillian Richards?
Jillian Richards?
Yeah.
What category?
Gospel music.
I'm not familiar with Jillian.
Oh, okay. She was she's a singer from the Chicago area also, and you know she's done radio like interviews. So I was just wondering, you know, because you are a producer, if maybe you produced any of her shows, you know.
No, I haven't, but I will look her up, and that is another reason why I did the Lady Alicia InspireMe.Ning.com is to bring new artists and local artists that don't get the name recognition that they probably should, so that we could
right.
push them out there.
Yeah, definitely. Look her up. She's been around. She's been a singer. Actually, I think she used to be on Brewster's Place or something. That's way back in the 80s, and she's been a gospel singer since she's been little.
But I like that movie, Brewster's Boy.
she was little when she was an actress in that show. And then she's married to Gary Sheffield now. And
wow.
So,
who's
I
that?
Know her from when I was little.
Who's Gary?
You don't know?
There's
He's
Gary.
A baseball player in Florida.
Oh, okay, right, right.
Yeah.
Fernando,
Yeah, I kind of, knew her when I was little, so, you know.
Right.
You know, but
definitely. And, what was Jillian's last name?
Richards. And now I think it's Jillian, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Now you may find her under Jillian Richards or Jillian Sheffield.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
E-O-N. You're welcome. Yeah, maybe she'll contact you back. So, that was one of my questions once you said about the producer, you know, you produce radio shows, because she also travels back and forth from Chicago and Detroit and Florida, so.
Well, I'm going to look her up, and hopefully we'll make the connection, and we'll all be members of Lady Alicia InspireMe.Ning.com.
There you go.
Also the Facebook, so.
Okay.
There too.
Well, that's
also
how Fernando and I found each other, so we'll go there first.
Yeah, Fernando's really into social networking, isn't he? Yeah, he's pretty, actually, I think he specializes in that.
All right, let's not talk about me now. This is all about Alicia. Don't talk about Fernanda here. Now, let's go on with Winston. Hey, Winston, you got any questions for Lady Alicia here?
Well, a couple of questions, and you probably already guessed what they probably are. But let me ask you this. What radio station were you a radio personality at?
I produced. I was not a radio personality.
Oh,
I was a radio
okay.
personality for a web radio station, and I chose not to mention their name because we're giving the props to the Fernando Puente show as well as Lady Alicia's at name.com.
Wow, okay. I was just wondering because I can see the personality, the radio personality in there, and I just thought maybe you know you would probably be a radio personality.
Yes, for web radio.
Yeah.
Produced for mainstream, personality for web radio.
That is okay because I know that Winston's actually you know he does a little of the web radio also. Aren't you, Winston?
Yes, I do. I do a little voiceover here and there.
We all in the same yard. I mean, the same, I don't know what you want to call it.
Battlegrounds, I guess.
Do you have, Lady, you said you have a Twitter account also? People can find you on Twitter?
You know what? I do have Twitter, and I don't tweet.
I don't tweet. Okay. Well, once you get to know the tweet, you know you can actually you know to that's pretty addicting. That's what a lot of people says. But
that's what I hear. But Facebooking and MySpace and then now running my own name gets a bit much.
You got to tweet. Well, let's get another caller over here from a 301 area code. Come on in. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? It's Charles out here in Maryland. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Hello,
we have Lady Alicia over here.
Hey, Lady Alicia, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and only so that I won't have to strangle my wonderful friend Fernando. It's Alicia, Lady Alicia.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
What? All right.
Oh,
it's
I'm
Lady
silence. Le- I'm sorry. I love you, Fernando.
I know we all do. We all love Fernando. So, 301, go ahead, and do you have any questions for Lady?
Yeah, Lady Alicia, I just want to know, I understand that you have the inspiration website and everything like that, and for people that's looking to get into entrepreneurship and everything, do you provide any type of listings or anything like that in order for people to go to your website and be able to find a way to get started in a business that they have in mind or... something like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Charles, for that question, because on LadyAliciaInspireMe.com, I do have a group where you can join the group and tell the members exactly what area of entrepreneurship that you are in, and you can also see what the other members have posted, and hopefully there's a connection there. You all, it's like a directory where you could join each other's pages and make a connection, and hopefully we all can help one another.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I'm already a member of the website.
Would that be Mr. Jackson?
Yeah. That's correct.
Awesome. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Charles. Yeah. Thanks for calling. So the answer is
one of our members.
Yeah. There you go. See what I'm saying? We part of the Lady Alicia inspired me that name. So, you know, people, you need to get in there and, you know, you might learn something. You may, you know, something, one thing or two things or three things. I don't know.
Let me say this. By being a member, I do feature a member per week when I do a show. And I'll say at the end, as we bid our farewells, that I will be on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll give the link for that. But I do feature a member, so I do expose the members if they are entrepreneurs. Anytime that I am out or I do anything, if you give a positive affirmation that can motivate someone in their business, then I put it out there.
That's really sweet, man. That's That's pretty cool. Now, what I want to get in here, because there's a topic over here that I want to talk about. To, you know, if you guys want to hang out here, what do you call it? Dawn and Winston. I don't know if you're in for that, Lady Alicia.
Let's
go. We're going to talk about the the little thing is over here is the job market. Is they're talking about this is lagging behind. It's going to lag behind for years, and that's what the study and the forecast is saying. That because of the you know the employment rate. You know, and all that. Let me start with Don real quick, and I want you to make it short real quick. What do you say to this, Don? Is this true that it's going to lag behind 4 years that people are going to struggle to look for you know jobs or to keep the jobs?
I think it depends on what their field is. If you're like your field is restaurant management, hotel management, they can't really ship your job overseas. But if it's selling insurance, they could ship your job overseas. So it really depends on what you specialize in.
That is an interesting point there. Winston's real quick again. What say you?
They're gonna lag. You know.
They're gonna lag.
Yeah, like Don said, depends on the job. And,
right.
You know, so.
You know, because everything is being shifted. Yeah, like Don's saying, so everything is. You know, if it can be shifted out, you know, out of the country. Like if you're, let's say, a telemarketer or, you know, even like a PBX operators and all that stuff, they can be shipped to India or anywhere else. That, you know, they'll pay like $1 or $2, you know, an hour compared to, $7.75, I think, is the minimum wage. Lady, I want you to touch up on this real quick. What say you?
Real briefly, I'm an optimist, so I hear what you all are saying, and that's what the stats are showing. So there's probably some truth to it, but I just always hope for the best.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you know, I take a little point on that because it's always going to fluctuate. There's always been fluctuations over the years, for decades and all that, as far as like the unemployment and employment rates goes.
Yeah.
I like that. Now let's go back to. No, we touched up on that. I want to go back to Lady Alicia's what she does and. Now, did you go to school in Illinois?
I did. All of my schooling was here in Illinois.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. And if there's anything that you can be, like, let's say, travel around, you know, not in the nation here in the United States, but out of the country, what country would that be? Like, if you could travel there and stay there for, like, let's say, a couple of years, what would you pick?
Or tomorrow, I would go to Europe.
No, I'm just saying, tomorrow you would go to, you know, pick one in a country in Europe. What, and why?
Any, and because, you know, I just haven't traveled enough.
Would you say France? France would be good?
Do I speak Spanish?
No, France. Like, in, let's say, you know, if I were to pick, you know, like, the country in Europe, let's say I'm going to say France, would you go to France? Like tomorrow?
Absolutely. Inky, pinky, linky, do. So do you have a package for me?
yeah, right. I was just saying that. You know, I mean, the French would do. And any others? Like, what about in the nation here in the United States? Which state would you, you know, I know that, you know, I like Illinois. I was, you know, like right in here in the Midwest. But any other state that you prefer to, you know, to live in? Whatever.
Well, I'm looking into actually Arizona.
Arizona, that's a good, yeah, that's right, geographical speaking. Actually, that's a good thing as far as like weather and, you know, they said it's not too humid, you know, not too hot.
No, it's really hot.
It's really hot, but it's not, you know, as far as humidity, though, that's lower than the other states. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But it's really hot.
Are you thinking about a geographical tour? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just heard that, and we just like, yeah, it makes sense because Arizona's right there, right in the, you know, the jet stream or whatever you want to call that thing. So, yeah.
Where would you go?
Where would I go? I would go to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would go to Hawaii because that's, you know, I was born in the Philippines, and that's why it's only the 6 hours on a plane in the Philippines compared to, like, what, 18, 19 hours from here? Don, what about you? What's any, you know, country or state that you want to?
Country would be Philippines. And
okay.
The state would probably be Hawaii also.
Wow. Follow us. What about you, Winston?
Yeah.
Besides Mississippi?
yeah, but.
besides Tennessee, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Somewhere with no pop lines? Pipeline?
Yeah, beware. 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 You know. In doubt, you know, get the heck out.
Right, exactly. So what is your next show, Lady Alicia? When's the next show when that people can find you?
I'm actually launching Inspire Me Radio on Blog Talk Radio come September 3rd. That is the first Thursday.
Really? Not soon enough.
Not soon enough. The first Thursday in September. That's only in 2 weeks, and they'll be able to catch me right on Blog Talk.
Oh, I will definitely tune in on that. So is Winston. Right, Winston?
Yes, I will. I might call in.
All right.
Yay, Winston is an advocate.
There you go. So let's say we're going to go to Chicago. Chicago. What's a good thing, a good place to go there? I mean, as far as like restaurants and sightseeing and stuff like that. I know Sears Towers, but and all that. But
which
any
is no longer the Sears Tower, right? And now the Trump Tower is taking over the sightseeing downtown Chicago. Trump has taken.
Donald Trump is just, man, that guy is just, he's taking over everything. So any particular, like, locally, you know, local restaurants?
Well, I am a South Suburbanite of Chicago, and one of my favorites is called Cooper's Hawk, and I know there's one in Burr Ridge as well, which is another suburb, but it's, like, north. But Cooper's Hawk is one of my favorite restaurants.
Okay.
Traditional food. It's a winery.
So we'll write that down. We'll tell them that Lady Alicia sent us.
I know. Maybe they'll send me a coupon or something.
Right. There you go. And what type? I know that you said that you listen to varieties of songs and stuff. Any particular songs that you're currently involved or listening to that you can share to listeners?
Yeah, basically just neo-soul, and I love that category because it's anything from rock to country to R&B and hip-hop, absolutely. So anything that's soulful and understandable and feels good, I'm into it.
Speaking of country, with a little kick of soul, Liz Toussaint? Toussaint,
Liz
okay.
Liz Toussaint, country soul artist.
French, yeah.
Yes, that's one of
that's
my
favorite. That's a cool actress. Yep, I listened to her song. I'm like, wow. So I made, I listened to her a couple of songs, and I'm just like, man, she can, she can go places. And then that's why I made a fan page for her, a group or something like that.
Oh,
because,
wonderful.
People need to listen to more of that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So she falls in that category. That just shows you the broad span that soul could carry, and that's where I'm at. I'm very universal when it comes to music and artists.
That's cool. That is cool. So any recommendation, like, I know you're reading any books right now, any recommendations on books?
I'm actually into journaling right now, and Paula White.
Oh.
And so. But it's great. It's a journal leading a life of integrity, excellence, and results. So it's like a business journal, and it keeps me focused. So it's a good read, but it also makes me journal. That's where I am right now.
Wow. So you're gonna pretty soon you are going to publish that, or?
No, I'm not going to publish. This is my own personal records. I have no interest in writing.
Well,
it's just helping me.
Okay, well, if it's like memoir or anything like that, you can, someday maybe you can publish it, and,
Yeah, if I pass on, maybe my kids will make a killing off of it.
How's that going? Yeah.
I'm an optimist.
exactly. Now, what are you doing nowadays? Like in the summer? I know the summer is only what, two? It's only like 2 weeks left, I think. How was your summer? How did you do?
Summer was great. My other life is fitness, and I coach a USA track and field, youth track and field.
Yeah,
team.
I heard that.
Yeah, so we wrapped up nationals at the end of July in North Carolina. So I'm on hiatus. I'm doing nothing. I'm relaxing.
I heard that you want to compete or you want to run with Usain Bolt. Is that true?
You are a tail in three quarters.
Right on the head.
He you who are
I heard that you can run as fast as
but you did see me post it. I am fascinated with track and field. It is a passion of mine, and I was at the edge of my seat watching that race, and that man is insane.
Yeah, insane. He's just like, man, I mean, his last name's Bolt, you know, just like his Lightning Bolt. I mean, that's...
Ironically.
I've never seen a fast human, like, human being like that. Even the fastest man in America here, what's his name?
Tyson Gay.
Tyson Gay, yeah, he's fast too, man. But it's not as, you know, as far as like getting it there, he's just, you know, he doesn't have just like Usain Bolt has it, though. You know what I mean?
Right, but I respect them both until proven different. I respect them both because Usain ran the fastest time ever for a human, and Tyson ran the third fastest. So he holds the American record, and Usain holds the world record. So I have net respect for both of them until, you know.
Yeah, and it's not that. It's, you know, and it's only like point something 23 seconds difference, you know.
Absolutely. It was 9.58 for Usain and 9.71 for Tyson.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Like, man. Yeah, I got you fired up now. You're going to run? I mean, are you going to compete again soon here? Or
I don't too much compete. I do train marathon runners for the Chicago Marathon from time to time with Nike. I don't compete, but I do run 5Ks, 10Ks, and things of that nature. Yeah, but
right.
I train people to compete. I just cruise.
Yeah, right. I want to get back and running because I've been running a lot from couch to the fridge, you know. No,
from the couch to the fridge. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. You were talking about Hawaii, and I actually trained for the Kona Marathon out in Hawaii.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
When we move to Hawaii or something like that, you know, you can watch me run from couch to the fridge. No, I'm just kidding. I had a little joke to the side in there because I do have a fitness and nutrition's background, and, you know,
yay.
I take care of myself. That's what I tell people out there, you know. Lay off them Twinkies.
That cream will get you.
Yeah, lay off them Twinkies, but, you know, how do you say no to fudge? You can't. You can't say no to fudge.
You can't say no. Willpower. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. It's just the willpower, you know. You know, if you guys want to stick around, I'm going to play a little music here. Take a little break. We do have a lady, Alicia, on the other as our guest tonight. You know, later, Alicia, if you want to stick around real quick, I'm going to play one song and we're going to take a break. Is that cool with you guys?
Yep.
Sounds great, and then I'll bid my farewell.
Okay. Well, why don't we spend a little about 5 more minutes, and then you can bid your farewell. I know that you got to go, you know, you got a lot of people to train on track and field and stuff.
Absolutely, at 10:30 in the evening.
So, all right, let's, what do you call it? You know, tell me, tell the listeners where they can find you and, you know, what are you going to be doing in the future, and then you know, I'll let you go.
Okay, that's fine. I want to say thanks again for having me on, and as Fernando mentioned earlier, you can find me on my Ning, which is LadyAliciaInspireMe.Ning.com. And I will be launching Inspire Me Radio on Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/Y for Inspire Me _for the me. And that is August. Oh, not August. We're past August, huh? September.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to be, I used to go on at 7 in the evening, and I'm going to do like a late lunch with Lady Alicia at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for those that are at work and need a little music and motivation to get them through the rest of the day.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and you can also find her on Facebook. You just type in Lady Alicia, and she'll be like first one down.
I think I come right up with Lady Alicia, and why not give the email lady-alicia@live.com.
Sweet. Well, thank you for coming on, and, you know, I do appreciate that. Again, you know, that was this is Lady Ship. So, you know, thanks again, Lady Alicia.
Thank you, and thank you, Winston and Don and Charles and everyone that interacted with tonight's show. And I didn't say that you have beautiful children, but you do, Fernando.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for that. All right, we'll talk to you later then.
Have a great night and a good
show. Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was Lady Alicia. Again, once again, you can find her on Facebook. Type in LadyAlicia.com. No, on Lady Alicia, and you can go. You can find her on her Ning website, so LadyAliciaInspireMe.Ning.com. Hey, Don and Winston, real quick, I'm going to take a break, okay? And I'll come back right with you guys, so just hang out. You promise not going anywhere?
Probably not. Hopefully.
Are you huh?
Hopefully
what?
Not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to play the Holy Man by the Soapbox Project. Soapbox Project is actually a local band here in Wisconsin, actually. We're going to play the Holy Man. You can find her on, Facebook, actually, MySpace, Soapbox Project, or you can go to thesoapboxproject.com. Here is Holy Man by Soapbox.
sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey. Brothers and sisters, rise up.
And welcome back. This is Fernando and the Fernando Poniente Show. Right on. Let's get everybody back online here because I'm getting bored. Wow, that was the pretty good song there. It makes you want to put on your hat on and put your tropical shirt on and head on to the beach. That was actually Derek Ramirez from the Soapbox Project. The Holy Man. But anyway, let's get back. My co-host, Dawn, back in line here. Dawn. Dawn is so, so smart. They named the Smart Bomb after her. They now called Dawn Bomb.
Thanks.
Winston Pitt, back from the Mississippi Pipeline. Camping out there with just nothing but tin cans and forks.
Yay.
Yay. That never gets that really gets old. But anyway, let's welcome back Lenato. So when you gonna get that the software you bought? You gonna have them on next show or what?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to the other guy behind you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Winston.
Okay. Yeah, what'd you say? I'm trying to get your show to broadcast on the radio station, on the other radio station.
Oh, okay.
I got it broadcasting now. It's about to switch over. I'm going to post the link inside the chat room so you can go listen to it, get a check, you know.
Yeah, get it. Check it out. I'll check it out. Now, back to the question, though. What do you call that? So your software that you just bought, you're gonna plug it in your next show?
Well, I don't know. What's happening here? I can't broadcast through the computer to the radio, Blog Talk Radio, not unless I have Skype, and I don't have Skype, so I have to use my telephone like I'm using now. But my other radio station that you hear. I'm about to post a link into. It's got a media player on it and everything. This is a radio station that I have to pay for, of course, a server that broadcasts it. So really, I can't use it for that, but I do have it because I broadcast on 5 websites: AOL Radio, Shoutcast Radio, Went Out Radio, and then I have my own personal site. I mean, you know, it's worth it because, you know, we have a lot of people that like to listen to, you know, different types of style every week, you know.
Right.
You know, I don't try to change it up that much, but I try to, like, on Sunday, of course, you know, Christian, you know. And we try to stay with Christian most of the time, but then I get some people say, you know what, they say, I want country music. And I say, well, let's show you something. Wait, how about this? How about Christian music on the weekdays, country music on the weekends? this last Sunday.
That sounds good.
So,
sounds goody, goody, goody.
So your show is now broadcasting on this.
All right.
So let me get the link in there to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, get them as soon as possible. Let's go back to the news here. We're going to be talking about. Actually, there's you know the H1. Are you familiar with the H1N1 virus, right? There's a 16-year-old actually died after being diagnosed with the H1N1 virus. This is not happening. It actually happens in the UK. And you know, it's come to find out, you know, the girl only, you know, she has like tonsillitis.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you say to that? Oops. You know,
yeah.
One of the big oops in that, you know, this is only one case, but, you know, still they need to really make sure that it's an H1N1 virus. Actually, the Connecticut's offering free H1N1 vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Here's the question, my question here, yeah. Winston, let me go to you real quick. Let's say, I know the FEMA is setting up camps and stuff like that for the worst, you know. Let's say they make it mandatory that you have to take the H1N1 virus, otherwise they'll take you away. And the bus pulls up right in front of your door, ready to pick you up to get vaccinated. What do you do? Would you go, or would you not go?
Huh. Interesting question. One thing. Listen to this. I just want to share this before you. I actually answer my your question. Did you know here about the vaccination being as far as not, they have a nerve disease now? They do have a nerve disease now that's caused by this vaccination. Did you hear about this?
No.
It can cause a fatal nerve disease in the arms. And that I'm not a pathologist in any way, you know. But this is what CNN told me or told the world. But that would relate to my answer saying no.
Okay, so you would say no.
You know, I would think I could take some Benadryl in there that would cure this more than that vaccination will. And
they're giving away the WHO, WHO actually, not the Whoville, but that's a Dr. Seuss who. But Human Organization or something like that. But anyway, there's some people who take care of. You know, things like that, pandemic and stuff. Anyway, they said suggesting that Tamiflu actually to give some to the adults and children. For those severely ill with H1N1, actually it says it helps them, you know. So, Don, let me go to you real quick. Let's say, you know, Wisconsin, because, by the way, Wisconsin is the most... on the record has the H1 or swine flu record.
Wow.
Wisconsin has the most. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's, I believe, like 16,000 cases of it, something like that. And seven died, actually. But anyway, it's just a little, insight. But anyway, let's, Wisconsin all of a sudden says, yeah, man, you know, H1 vaccinations, will be mandatory, and if you'd be hauled away if you disagree or if you don't go, would you still go?
I would ask my husband first, but I think we would try to escape. But this is what I would personally do,
okay.
If it's the Lord's will. If they were giving you like a 3-day notice, I would, every single day be building up my immune system, because what I learned today is that people who have, like, allergies, asthma, and different things that make their immune system weak are more susceptible to the side effects of this H1N1 vaccination. So if they did it one day, if they, like, just pulled up, I would be, like, making lots and lots of OPC3 because that boosts the immune system. So that way there, if they forced me to go, our family to go, would have a boosted immune system. You can get that OPC3. In an isotonic form at shoppingsuperhighway.com, and you might not want to wait for that day that the bus drives up. You might want to be prepared.
Yeah.
So.
I want to wait until that thing. But I think, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that are opposed to this. And, you know, in the government, I think, you know, they they would have to do what they have to do, you know, like, well, they never really force anything, but it's, you never know, you know, they never force anything like that to people, but who knows?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, after 9/11, they have this, like, special act in place that that they can actually force people to take vaccinations because
really?
Of, like, biochemical weapons that, so they have that law in place saying that they have the right to force people. And what they're planning on doing...
So they would have to label this. They would have to label H1N1 as a terrorist, you know, like an attack or some kind of attack, right?
Well, I don't think so. They would just have to say it's a national security.
For national security,
which they're already saying that it's a national, it's like some like threat or something like that. So what they're planning on doing, I think, is what I heard is, I'm not for 100% sure, but you can check it out at vcyamerica.org, .com or f2a.org, and listen to Janet Folger's show that she had on today. They were saying that they're planning on having kids. They're going to line up the kids at school, and without the parents' knowledge, without the parents' without the parents' permission, and they're going to vaccinate the kids at school. So I'm thankful that I homeschool, you know, because
Wow. I mean, what about the, I think, you know, I mean, if you're homeschoolers, I mean, for people out there homeschooling, I think, you know, I don't even think that you're accept or there's an exception for this because they can just right. I mean, it's
we're not better than anybody because that, you know, but with the school, you know, when you don't know what your kid is going through at school, you know, they could get that vaccination and be forced to do it, you know, and only, you know what I mean? So, So listen to
F2A.org. Thanks for that. One more thing. I want to squeeze something in here real quick, and it's about the... you remember that Winston about that lady? They had eight kids, I believe. Eight kids. You all remember that? But check this out, though. It's actually this woman claims that she's pregnant with 12 babies. What is that? Good God! This is like a human pig. Now check it out. This is actually not in the United States, Gafsa, Tunisia, actually, it's a country. Tunisia, whatever you want to call it. And it's about to a colossal risk because of, you know, the conditions of it. 12, actually 6 boys and 6 girls. And then, you know, a little bit of, you know, so they said a report says it's looking fine or it's just feeling fine. And, you know, so it's going to go ahead and go through with this. 12 babies? Could you imagine? I know that you have 11 babies, but what's going on? I mean, this is like the first thing I ever heard, you know, anything like this. And in you know, I'm only 34, but in my lifetime, I mean, I know 8 kids is like, wow, 8 kids. That's just, you know, mind boggling. But 12 kids? This is like, I can't even get my mind wrapped around this, or can I? But the question is, Don, real quick, what's going on, really? I hear some banging. Is that you, Winston?
No. Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't.
Are you sure everything, the pipe's okay? Pipe's okay? Nothing. Nothing's coming out of your pipes? So, Don, real quick, come on, real quick. the questions, what's going on? Any thoughts?
Fertility drugs, you know, people who try to take fertility drugs to get pregnant, they are more likely to have multiple, you know, a birth, you know, be pregnant with multiple babies when they are able to get pregnant. And then there's also, you know, natural fertility. It's talked about in the Bible, you know.
Right.
So,
I don't, I've not seen this in a mother having like 12 kids. But the woman says, the report says, you know, she could be receiving what they call the ovulation induction treatment, you know, which is to stimulate the egg production. So that's what the report says. Winston, I know that you have, 10 siblings, but what say you? Do you think, that, you know, 6 boys, 6 girls, all 12 kids is going to survive?
Oh, goodness. Sporting ability. I mean, like, I don't know. That's, you know, how she carrying them around is the part I'm trying to.
That's what I'm saying, too. And just like, well, you know, I mean, a baby's got to be tiny, though. You know, they can't have, like, be a regular baby, like, 6 pounds and 12 ounces.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that. She's going to look like an elephant. Yeah, and, you know, people in, Tunisia, actually, you know, they're not, like, you know, built as, you know, have for a big person or. But anyway, I think, you know, the report says they're doing fine. I don't know how far along she is, but it doesn't say here. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's got to be a very slim, you know, chance that, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that, you know, they could be more premature. They're going to have to, like, she won't be able to carry that in full term. I can guarantee that. Would you agree, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. You'd be surprised.
You better be surprised. So I got about a minute over here, real quick. Now this is, I want to squeeze that in too about Barb. Now wait a minute. It said, you know, Vikings that she could, you know, that there's a rumor that he could go back and talk to the Vikings being in that team. Is that true, Winston?
I'm not sure. I have to follow up on that. I mean, I've watched ESPN, but it's mostly been the Braves and the Phillies playing. But
mm-hmm. This is from the inside. People, the report's coming from the inside and saying, you know, they're not going to be surprised if they see Brett Favre talking to, you know, the Vikings and, you know, stuff like that. About being in the
Michael Vick got reinstated, so I don't know about Brett Favre. I mean, I guess so. You know, anything's possible.
Right, exactly. All right, I got about less than 60 seconds. Let me go with you real quick, Don. What say you?
Have a blessed day, today. And anything you need, pretty much, go to shoppingsuperhighway.com. You know, you need something to get like paint off the carpet. Try to snap off, you know, the heavy duty concentrate. You know, got a lot of great products that are green. And one new AutoWorks fuel enhancer, can even use that in lawnmowers. Wow. It just help your lawnmower to use less gas. That's pretty cool. So get that shoppingsuperhighway.com.
Okay. Winston Fitz, what's going on? What's your next show?
Friday at 8.
Friday at 8 p.m.?
It'd be Central Time, too.
Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Yep, blogtalkradio.com, and you know, I'm looking forward to hear that new software you got. Okay.
Yes, hopefully.
You don't sound like you're really excited about that.
No. Well, I don't know how it's gonna work on here. I'm gonna try to get it, but it's not gonna guarantee. I didn't get it to Blog Talk Radio, but, I mean, I could try it. I mean, you know.
You should be able to upload that. You should be able, you know, be able to upload it, because you can only upload MP3 to Blog Talk Radio, you know. I got about 5 seconds. So thanks for calling in, guys. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Winston. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. Tune me in Wednesday, actually. We're going to be talking about Woodstock, actually. Billy Brock, comedian Billy Brock's going to be here on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm out. Peace.
Bye. Check out the radio show.
Oh.